The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Welcome to the Damon Hahn Show with your host,
Hahn Show.
Hahn?
What? Oh, sorry.
The Damon Hahn Show. I zigged.
You pointed at me.
I know.
So you've already ruined this episode.
And David Noble. Episode 15.
Why do you think of last names? This is like the Dave and Hahn Show. It's not the Dave Anderson and the Hahn McGillicuddy show. It's all about the first names.
So I'm going to be like just Hahn and you'll just be Dave?
Yeah.
Do you know how many Daves there are in the world? Like, I think you have
56? I don't know. Wow, this episode is our worst for sure.
Yeah, I feel like I've forgotten how to do a show.
Well, how long has it been?
It's been like...
2 months?
2 months. Something like
2
that.
2 months. I wonder how many of our listeners have died during that period.
How many of our listeners have listened in that period?
Both numbers are probably very low.
I expect so. Any...
And non-negative.
Any pre-bibble babble?
Bibble babble... I don't know. What's new? Let's date ourselves, not sexually or romantically. I mean, well, what's up with the 2012 election?
Yeah.
Who are you voting for if you could vote for someone?
If I could vote for, I would vote for the guy who's not clearly insane and...
No, I'm talking about the U.S. election, not the Toronto mayor election.
I would vote for the guy that wasn't a pro-lifer and wasn't...
Anywho, so here we are, yeah?
Yes.
Should we give the date ever on these?
No.
Why?
Well, I have no idea what the date is. I didn't prepare for that.
But you're right, and actually the posted date we have on the website doesn't really match today's date. Kind of like every... You know, for SGU, they're always like, recording on one day and then releasing another day.
Yes. Well, anyway, today is the 22nd, I guess, now,
technically? No, it's the 21st, foo.
Oh, right. Sunday.
Can I call you foo?
Enough bibble babble.
Yes, and that's what everyone listening is saying to themselves right now. they would say too much bibble babble.
They've already turned this off. They've deleted it from their
iPod. I'm seriously this close to turning this off myself right now.
Well, that hurts my feelings. Dave, have you a fakey 5?
No, you know what? We always start with fakey 5.
Because it's so good.
Okay, fine.
No, do you have something else? You said you asked if I know something. Which
what?
I don't. You said, do you know what?
Do you know what?
We should start with?
No.
Do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just said, you know what?
Like, what do you mean just said? Like...
You just said it like a few seconds ago.
I don't remember. Not a few seconds. It couldn't not be a few. If a few was less than 10, it was not a few seconds ago.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Hold on. How about we pause this, I rewind and listen, and then we continue. Is that worth it? No. Okay, so whatever. Fakey 5. Get over it, Mary. I'm going to go first. Do I go? I don't think I have gone first lately.
Okay, please do.
Okay, so... Do you want to sing the Fakey 5 intro?
Fakey 5.
Good job. Okay, so this, I like to say week, but at one point we were doing them weekly, right?
With the podcast?
Yeah, let's do them weekly just so I can say this week.
Well, it is technically this week.
Okay, yes, you're correct. It's always this week, right? According to your
system of technicalities?
Yeah. Okay, anyways, this episode's Fakey 5, I have quotes from Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, the guy who spoke to an invisible
yes.
chair.
And who was in movies and stuff, Gran Turismo, remember that? Get off my lawn!
And he was also the the big, bad, ugly guy.
The good, yeah. Actually, I have those DVDs right here. I really like the... Man with No Name trilogy.
It's the yeah.
You got the good,
spaghetti
bad, the ugly.
Westerns for some reason.
What?
They're called spaghetti westerns.
Well, there was already spaghetti westerns from no, there probably was already. But yes, I don't know. What do you understand even why it's spaghetti? Like, what's a spaghetti has to do with it?
I assume it's some kind of Italian thing.
Oh, I would not have assumed that.
Italian director, Italian.
Oh yeah, because Sergei Leone, whatever, Sergei, Serge, Power Serge Leone. I don't know. He's the director, and I assume he's Italian. Anyways, but the trilogy is. Let me just think of the order. I guess The Good, Bad, and the Ugly first, then A Fistful of Dollars, and then For a Few Dollars More. I really enjoyed all three films. They are great films.
Do you consider them classics?
Definitely. Especially The Good, Bad, and the Ugly and A Fistful of Dollars. Have you seen them?
I think I have, but I don't remember which is which.
Do you have any desire to see them?
Yeah.
How about you take the DVDs home today?
Okay, fine.
Done. Oh, anyways, we're a little off track, off topic, off kilter.
Please speak your fakey five.
Okay. So these are quotes, not from movies, but just apparently, according to some website, from Clint Eastwood in his life.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. We are like boxers. One never knows how much longer one has. Okay. Number two. My screen just went off. If you think it's going to rain, it will. Number three. I tried being reasonable. I didn't like it.
Oh, boy.
Number four. Aging can be fun if you lay back and enjoy it.
Wait, did you say aging or Asian?
Well, obviously, aging. And number five. My mother was a knockout, both in strength and looks.
Okay.
Number one. I'll repeat them again quickly.
Quickly.
And then you can say or whatever. We are like boxers. One never knows how much longer one has. If you think it's going to rain, it will. I tried being reasonable. I didn't like it. Aging can be fun if you lay back and enjoy it. My mother was a knockout, both in strength and looks.
The fourth and fifth one, both of them sound like something that you would make, Clint Eastwood say.
Okay.
The very first one, the one about boxing, I feel like that's something Clint Eastwood definitely say. So that's why I'm like, actually, what was the second one again about...
If you think it's going to rain, it will.
What kind of... Who would quote that? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Now you're asking about the guy who that was on the receiving end of the quote?
That is such an empty... why would you even bother recording it for posterity? It's just...
Hold on, Are you blaming him or the guy who apparently recorded this quote?
All the parties involved except for Clint Eastwood.
Okay, so that's...
I could see Clint Eastwood saying that and whatever, but... That one really bugs me. That's all I'm going to say about that. Say the fourth and fifth one again.
Aging can be fun if you lay back and enjoy it. My mother was a knockout, both in strength and looks.
I'm going to say number five.
No! That's right!
Oh, yes!
I totally made that one up.
Oh, yay.
Oh, my God! Super fakey five fail on my behalf.
Yes, I'm 7-for-7.
That's so incorrect. The numbers don't make sense. Wow. Actually, do we even know who's leading in Fakey 5?
No. Some nerd will eventually Wikipedia.
Did you hear that? I don't want to say his name. He's an idiot.
Okay. I'll do my Fakey 5.
Why not? I just did mine.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Damn
it. Was really lucky. I could have went with any of them.
No, you were saying four or five,
but still,
and maybe two.
But being right just makes me more angry about my number two, because that's something that someone bothered to write down, and you know what? I'm going to write this down in the IMDb article about Clint Eastwood.
Okay, go on, sir.
My 55 is recently the... Have you heard about... Well, I'm sure you do know about it, but for those at home, at the Red Bull Stratos Project,
yes,
where on October 14th, Austrian skydiver Felix Baumgartner jumped from a helium balloon.
Balloon? What's a balloon?
I don't know why I said
it
that way.
A bisexual balloon?
Balloon from space to Earth. So these are five numerical facts.
It does both helium and air?
Yep. These are five numerical facts about that jump, and one of the numbers I've either doubled or halved.
Okay.
I'm
already going to eliminate the feet because I think I know what the feet was.
Okay, well. Number one, Baumgartner fell from an altitude of approximately 39 kilometers.
Oh, God, I knew it in Imperial.
Okay. Number two, the ascent going up took approximately 2.5 hours. Number three, the time to fall to reach the ground took about 11 minutes. Number four, his maximum speed was about 1,300 kilometers per hour.
Why are you saying that weird, as if they were stumbling over the one you made up?
I'm just trying to enunciate all the words properly. And number five, approximately 4 million people watched the event live.
I know the answer
on
already.
YouTube. What's the answer?
The fakie is 11 minutes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wrong.
Damn it. I didn't know. I have no idea. I was just
Did
trying
you
to
just guess?
I was trying to seem very confident, so if I was right, I would look like the hero.
You didn't even bother like trying to do any of the math
none
in
of
your
them.
Head?
I doubt it's the distance. It wasn't the distance, right?
No. No.
39 kilometers was correct.
No, the one it was approximately 4 million people watched.
Okay, you picked the stupidest one ever. Holy firecracker marker. See, I knew the distance was right, so I just randomly picked one of the other ones, so trying to sound confident, so yeah. It looked like I'd cream you. But then you picked something the stupidest one. Of all the numbers, how many fucking viewers? And how are they going to... That's the most inaccurate of all of them, okay? That's an estimate. The other ones are, like, exact.
Well, it's a YouTube number that YouTube...
Whatever. Has.
All those numbers are, in a way, you know... Time... anyway.
No, okay. If you had to pick the one that was least accurate... did you say YouTube when you read it?
Yeah, I did.
Say it again. What you wrote.
Approximately 4 million people watched the event live on YouTube.
I guess after you said that... 4 million watched it live. I didn't even hear the rest. I was tuning out because I go, okay, 4 million, whatever.
This one upset you for some reason.
Well, no. Well, it didn't upset me. I just was hoping that my quick guess of the four was going to be right, and I'd look like... I wouldn't have to explain now that it was just a quick guess. I would just be all here all the time.
I see. Well, let's do one of your segments.
One of my segments... Okay, we'll go to the one where I did two, and then here's how it's going to work. I'm going to do mine, original one, which is, like, lamer than a guy who's limping. Then you can do yours if you have one, and then I'm going to do the second one I came up with while I was urinating earlier.
Are you suggesting that you're not urinating now?
I guess I am. Because
okay.
If I urinated earlier, it's less likely I'd be urinating now, right? Although I didn't specify how much time earlier was, you can assume that it was earlier this evening.
Please go on.
You started that. No, I started. But you enhanced it. Okay.
Enhanced it, my you may say?
My time to hate is... And this, I may have said this before. If I have, please stop me. Why does food that tastes good, why are they generally bad for you? Like, why is this, like, punishment from the universe?
So, give me an example.
Like, you know, everyone loves a donut, but that's really bad for you. Nobody likes, you know, just liquid kale or something, and that's great for you. You know what I mean? The things that, like...
I think a lot of it, though... So that's your time to hate?
Well, I hate that. That's the case.
Interesting.
Is it not the time to hate that?
But sometimes, like...
Do you recall me saying this before? on this quote podcast.
No.
You have good memory, so okay. So good. I'm glad I didn't.
I don't think you've hated this before.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people feel this way, but I also feel like, you know, there's a lot of food just out there that you can just enjoy. Most of the trick is just moderation.
But so do you disagree that kind of the food that everyone likes and that like are most tasty and enjoyable are generally the bad ones, and then the food that are like very beneficial and good for you are.
But I think also moderation is like, you know, like if you had like, let's say, if you enjoy donuts, but you can't have like donuts for breakfast, dinner, and lunch. What? But lunch and dinner. I feel like you'd just get sick of them.
Hold on. But what can you have for breakfast, dinner? Like, can you have like?
No, there's probably nothing.
But
because you should have a mixed diet, and I feel like you would also feel like, oh man, this again. I just had this, and you would get sick of it because your body needs variety. Or I don't know. Maybe this is just a general opinion I have, but I feel like that's the case. I don't think.
Okay, here's a question for you.
I think most people mix it up in terms of what they eat during the day. Even if their favorite thing is whatever, poutine, they don't have it every day or at every meal or whatever.
Okay.
Because they would just get sick of it.
So wait, what's the negative thing of having poutine for two meals of every day? Just that you'd get sick of it and then it wouldn't be your favorite anymore?
No, it's also probably bad for you, yeah.
Okay. What about broccoli? If you had broccoli. Broccoli and...
You would get sick of it too, but it's not as bad for you. It's not bad for you.
Okay, so the thing that you want more is less good for you.
All right, fine. Yeah.
Okay, what's your time to hate? Do you have one?
That was it?
No, but...
I have a time to hate.
It's just... I just hate how that's... Like, it's... I use the RPG analogy.
There's a reasonable correlation between...
The RPG analogy is that, like, you could pick a trait that, like, in, like, especially...
Role-playing game, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of Fallout or something else. There's always, like, here's a benefit, but it's going to cost you in this way. Like, you can never just have good. There has to be a penalty for good in life, right? Kind of...
And there's a trade-off.
It's a shame that somehow the RPG element of that, well, life and games, somehow extends to food. It's unfair. Like, is there a parallel universe where good foods or not good foods, the foods that everyone loves and wants are the good foods, or can that not happen? Like, would society die out if that happened somehow?
I just think like. Life is not that simple, and your body's nutritional intake is not that simple. And
okay, no.
And in terms of what you like, it's not that simple either.
No, but...
Because your taste changes from, like, meal to meal.
I think you're defending this for unknown reasons.
Okay.
Generally, the food that everyone wants and wants to indulge in are the bad ones. And yes. I don't understand why it's that. I hate that that's the case.
But I feel... Okay. I do wonder if there's a psychological thing, like, I know it's bad for me, therefore
maybe.
I desire it more.
Totally. That's I hate that there's that potential psychological thing. And I wonder if it's required, like, would we all just die of fat if it was the other case? You know what I mean?
What?
If the foods we love to eat were good for us, would that somehow be our demise? I don't know. I'm just wondering why it's this way. Like, why have we evolved to have this situation?
Well, no, we've...
Why is the universe
we've evolved
ended up
to,
at
like,
this point?
Want sugar and fats because in the past it was rare, and that was something that we wanted to get because that was very high energy, efficient source of energy. But now it's like it's so prevalent, we still enjoy taking it in, but it's not healthy for us because we don't need those... our bodies aren't... used to those type of intakes.
So in a million years, will this problem be gone?
Possibly. I don't know in a million years, but maybe in a couple hundred years. Maybe a thousand years. I don't know.
But that's not...
Generations.
Hold on. Now you're talking about... We're going to evolve past this, or are we going to solve the problem scientifically? Like, I don't think in a couple hundred years...
Who knows? I mean... Yeah, maybe...
Whatever. We'll continue the discussion in a couple hundred years. Go on. What's your time to hate, sir?
Mine's not...
This is the second time I've called you sir for some unknown reason.
Because I'm... My Time to Hate is not as interesting, I don't think. But anyway, my Time to Hate is computers or smartphones getting slower or less responsive over time. So like a computer, you just got a brand new, it's like super fast, everything's run smoothly, everything's super fast, or your new iPhone, whatever. But after a few years, you're like, what the hell, this thing is like taking forever. Like, it takes forever to like browse a page or something to load.
I understand.
Now, you and I, we could know how to like go in there and like fix things.
Wait, I understand. I don't understand if your point is that the whatever device you're using or system that gets bloated with other things that slows it down, or...
Right. Or...
Okay, well, I guess...
what's the other thing?
Or newer things come out that are faster, and then once you see those, you go... Okay, so you're talking about just bloated systems.
Bloated systems. But even just
and
like...
girlfriends.
Cell phones. Like, I have an iPhone 4. It's not that old. It's like, what, 3 years now? Two and something years? Three? Yeah.
iPhone 4. I don't even know if you're qualified to do Nerd Alert from now on.
But, I was running out of space, and it told me that I had all this, like, was taking up space. Like, I have music, I have photos, I have applications, and other was, like, 4 gigs. Now, normally, the operating system is in that other, but that's only about 1 gigabyte. So I had 3 gigs of, like, I don't know what.
Are we on Nerd Alert, or are we on Time to Hate?
Time to Hate. So I had to go in myself and like look it up and like get an inspector and delete the files.
I recently saw some sort of
That was
like,
me
talking about how to get rid of other.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I hated that because I spent like half an hour like trying to figure out what the hell. I actually reset my phone. I did like deleted all these.
So what
apps.
Is other generally?
In my case, other was like all these old apps that I installed and deleted, and they didn't delete fully, so like parts of them were still on the phone.
So whose fault is that?
Well, it's like a syncing issue.
Is it Apple
issue.
Or the app?
I don't know. It's probably
Apple. And how do you get
Apple.
Rid of it? Just very briefly.
I had to download a file explorer that could let me browse the files on my iPhone, go to a specific directory, and delete the cache.
I didn't know you could do that. So you can get a...
Yeah, you can
browse and interact with files on my iPhone.
Yeah, like a hard drive. This is turning into Nerd Alert, but anyway, that's
including,
my Time to Hate.
Well, that's the beauty of this podcast because it can turn into Nerd Alert. There's no rules here.
Thank you.
Like I'm not wearing pants right now.
That's
I'm wearing shorts though, but they are kind of short, especially.
Anyway, so that's what I had to do, and yes, you can browse your iPhone. I didn't have to jailbreak or anything. You just do it. But yeah, it's like iTunes didn't know about it.
But wait, go on. What directory did you go into? Like,
I don't know the name.
But is it? Can you? Is it? It's not like the name of the app. It's some sort of just.
Yeah, it's like a. It's so what it was.
It's like a temp thing.
Yeah,
weird...
it's like a temp. Like when your iPhone tries to sync with your iTunes on your computer, it like tries to upload all these files. But these files were all broken uploads, and it never did anything with them. These are like apps that I got rid of like last year.
So everyone should do this.
Well, I mean, I guess my Time to Hate is, why doesn't Apple, like, fix this? Or someone... But I mean, this is, like, a problem that happens on many operating systems, I think. It's, like, this bloatware problem where your computer just, like, accumulates all this crud. Like, guys, just be better with your garbage collection, you know? But I feel like that's a problem with, like... you know, I work in... Well, I guess Dave and I both work in the software industry. For me to take this on a little longer... And, like, the last thing that as we as developers, like, look into is, like, how well our uninstall process works. So I feel like that's, like, underlooked at, you know? It's not...
So you just admitted you're part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, the industry doesn't really care about the uninstalling. We care more about, like, how well a product installs, that it installs properly, that people can use it to its fullest extent, and... The documents are all right, but in terms of uninstalling, like, we don't really care that much. Like, we'll just run the regular
What percentage of the listeners who started listening to this episode do you think are still listening now?
A number very, very close to 100%. Less... What? Zero. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now my second Time to Hate...
Whoa.
is Zombie Walk.
Oh.
I don't know why. I guess that's accurate. I don't know why. But the idea, like in Toronto, where we apparently live, today was the Zombie Walk, where these fuckwads congregated in our, like, center square and all dressed up like fucking zombie fags and walked around like stupid idiots pretending like, I'm a zombie. And I think it's the stupidest thing ever. It's like, I don't understand why anyone would do that. I'm all for wackiness and doing...
It's like a Superman Day. Hundreds of people dress up as Superman and, like, talk like Superman. Or Batman Day. They all dress like Batman, talk like Batman. What's the big deal? Let them have their fun. It's like this little fun cosplay event.
I know. Okay. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not trying to ban it.
You just think zombies in particular are dumb, or people dressing up as zombies is dumb?
Okay. I think I have a good counter argument for that.
Please.
When people dress as Superman, like, for whatever, what is it?
Enjoyment of Superman?
No, for, like, Superman Day or a fan expo, for example, right?
Yeah.
They're not actually, like, pretending they're Superman. They're not, like, walking around going, Lois, I can see through your bra.
Yeah, but that's the joy of it, is to pretend
no,
they are.
No, just dressing like Superman.
But doing the motions is also very fun. Like, but if you dressed up as Darth Vader, wouldn't you want to, like, say, Luke, I'm your father and such?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why I hate this so much.
I know. I don't know why. I think it's because you don't like hipster culture.
No, it's nothing to do with hipster culture. I don't mind, for whatever reason, dressing up like a zombie. Like, you know, because there are very, like, visually, there's some, like, amazing work. There's some great looks. There's some, like, wow, that's cool. But it's the, like, the walk. And then the staying in the role, because I was watching the news channel, and they were, like, interviewing them, and they were like,
that's the fun of it.
No,
that's a joke.
That's the wrong of it. The amazing costumes and looks, that's the fun of it. So you're wrong, and your shirt's too high, so just lower that down. I don't want to see that thing you have there.
That extra tire I carry around?
I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I'm all for whatever is fun, do it. I just hate it. I literally hate it. Like, at all times,
I don't know why. I can feel why you kind of hate it, but...
It's like...
It doesn't even inconvenience you. It's not like blocking traffic.
You're right. You're totally.
They're like coming to your door asking for candy.
Do the, like, art, but don't do the role.
Oh, boy.
Or, like, don't do the role when you're being interviewed on TV. Even though I guess that's the time you're supposed to most do it. It's... No, you know... it's not just...
This is your second time to hate?
It's...
You sound like a grumpy old man. Which is...
Well, I am, I guess, in this regard. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, well, you just did a segment. David... Would you rather,
yes,
A, eat one of your old sneakers in one sitting? You have to eat it whole. You can choose how you eat it, but you can't, like, cook it or put sauce on it.
Okay,
you have to eat it. Well, you can have water, I guess. Or, over the course of a year, eat both of your old sneakers, like the pair of them, in loony-sized chunks in random meals.
In what size chunks?
Loony size. About the size of a loon. I just chose a random size.
The second one for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, you're just randomly, you're eating poutine, and, like, oh, some of my shoelace.
That's fine. Here's the thing. I'm worried that if I ate one sneaker in one setting, it could harm me to the point of possibly death. You know what I mean? But if I eat it slowly over a year, like double it, but still slowly over a year, I think it would, like, only a bit would just pass naturally. The body can handle that. But a full sneaker, I don't know what might happen.
So you don't care about the fact that you'd be like eating some nice soup and you're like, oh, what the? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's only 2 sneakers worth. And you get used to it, I think, over a year. Okay, done. Settled. That was a quick one.
Wow. Safety. I didn't even think of it.
Now, I have a question for you.
Oh, dear.
This might be a quick one, too. Would you rather lose... Basically, would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
What? You asked this before.
When?
I feel like you have. But... To answer your question.
Blind and deaf. Maybe that's what you were thinking of.
Do I get to choose which leg and which arm?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. First of all, it's only the bottom half, right?
So elbow
or knee down. And either side. So which one?
Holy cow. That's a really good one. Because almost immediately I go left arm, you know, lower part. But then I'm like, I can't ride my bicycle. Using a computer would be, like, just not fun anymore. But, of course, mobility is a big deal, too, because I love mobility. Sorry, people, but I do.
Who did you just apologize to?
People who are less
immobiles?
Mobile. Yeah, the immobiles. Now, so having said that, they have done some really good things with prostheses. Did you see that?
Prophesy?
I made that up. Did you see the Paralympics where they had
those
was it the Paralympics?
Those portal type things?
The Paralympics where the guys were the running with those like blades on.
Yeah, like isn't that like in Portal the
like
Chloe?
Yeah. Well, hers are slightly different because she has feet, but
oh. I didn't know that. Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Why does she have those things then? Just for the jumping and stuff?
To be able to do the chest? Prevent death when she falls.
Really?
Yes.
So they made fun of cripple people.
No, but she has legs.
I know. So I'm saying, so...
What, they're using that technology to enable people with legs to survive falls?
I'll give you a fall in a second.
Oh my goodness. I'm so scared to like say goodbye to any of my limbs.
This is a theoretical question, though.
I know.
Unless you want to make it binding.
I would like to... you know what? I'm not mostly... you know what? Screw it. I'm going to lose my left leg. I'm going to wear one of those blades.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for answering.
Why?
I would have picked a leg for sure. It wouldn't matter left or right, but I mean like... Because you're right. Like, you could basically get a prosthetic. And, like, generally walk and whatever. You can walk around. You can navigate, no problem, including drive, whatever. So, yeah.
Well, that's why I chose my left, because my right leg's my gas foot.
The arm is so much more...
Useful.
So, like, losing the arm is more...
Restrictive.
Yeah.
Or...
So, you didn't fall in my trap, so congratulations. Okay, so let's continue with just a little thing I did here. I did two new things. We're going to jump to new things. One was I didn't have a parting thought, so I came up with something else.
What, are you trying to end the
show
early?
Similar to parting thought. What?
Are you trying to end the show early?
No. And the other thing is... A new challenge.
Instead of describing the things, why don't you just do the things?
No, I'm giving a little history.
Fine.
So I'm going to do the second one, because we're not at the end of the show. The challenge. Now, you don't have TV or cable. You don't have cable.
Right, I use Netflix.
And you certainly don't have the Game Show Network.
Never heard of it.
Well, there's a network called the Game Show Network. And then there's a show called Chain Reaction.
Not familiar.
So, in Chain Reaction, there are a number of regular rounds, and then there's kind of a bonus round at the end of... Oh, no, actually, at the end of each game, there's a bonus round, okay?
Okay.
Or a little bonus.
I love it.
But not the end game. Then there's an end game game, okay? Anyways, so the regular game is I start with a word, and they end with a word 7 spots later, and then... Each, you got to guess kind of what each word in between is. So, like, the first one could be dog, and then it ends in, like, cup. And then, like, after dog, it's, like, house. you know, doghouse. That's the next word. You got to guess. And then after house, it's like...
house pet or house...
house sitting.
House maid or house sitting.
Yeah. And then sitting... a chain. Sitting down, right?
Sitting down? So it's not...
it's phrases like, or...
oh, I see. Okay.
Everything will go together in a comment. Like, you know, so... what was the first one?
Dog
house is a thing.
Yeah.
House sitting is a thing. Sitting down is... you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the regular round. And then at the end of each regular round, there's a bonus where they give you a word, then the first letter of the next two things, and then the last, and then the word. So word, letter, letter, word, and you got to guess what the two middle words are. And that's what they're going to give to you right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? The first word is broken.
So you just made this up, whole cloth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is exactly the what like the real one would be.
Except it's insane.
Except I made it up.
Yeah.
It's not more difficult or anything like that.
That's what
it's
I said.
It's very standard. You said insane.
Broken.
Broken. The fourth word is out. And then you, so it's broken, and here's letters. Broken, R, T, out. Now, in the real game, you have 7 seconds, but you see it on screen, so much easier.
7 seconds?
Yeah. You gotta do it very quickly in the real game.
But what?
Because it's just...
7 seconds? Who could do anything in that time? You just make that number up?
I should have put it on screen, actually. Broken, R, T, out. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to show it to you in a second here. Here, you can look at the screen just as you do this. You can take this. Just don't scroll around.
So it's like broken, some word that starts with R, that word and another T word, and that T word and out.
Yep. 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't know.
Now you have to guess.
Broken, rip, take out. I don't know.
Broken rip, you're saying, is a common phrase, and rip take is a common phrase?
I say rip take all the time. That's what I had for lunch.
Wrong. It was broken record.
Oh.
Record time.
Oh.
Time out.
Nice.
Okay. Maybe in a future...
what's this called?
This is called Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction, all right.
Maybe in a future thing, you can have one for me. Challenge me.
Unlikely.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'll do a skeptical topic blabber.
Blabber now?
Blather?
How are we doing on time? Oh, good.
Really well.
How are we doing on interest and excitement? Fail.
Can't tell you.
Wait!
What?
Why don't we just see if we're psychic before we talk about skepticism? And I'm going to start. What I have in my hands, well, this is the first time we're trying this. I have the Zener cards, which are 5 symbols used for ESP testing.
The symbols
and they're a circle, a square, a plus sign, wavy lines, and a star. Now, I'm taking one of them that I'm looking at right now. So in my head, I'm looking at this.
It's a star.
You are wrong. You are not psychic.
Circles can be stars. Okay, David, well...
yes?
Why don't...
you can try the same thing with me.
You give it a spin.
You're going
to...
see
how psychic you are. Whether this is one of those 5...
okay, so you're looking at it. So in your brain, you see that symbol. And if I could just read your brain, I would know what it is. And I do, because it's the wavy lines. Damn it. Plus, that's... I don't think any of us has ever said plus.
Who would ever say plus? What was Zener thinking? He's like, oh, here's a square or a circle. Man, I'm running out. He didn't even bother with the triangle. Like, why not the triangle? That's the obvious one that fits in here. Oh, boy.
What else? Okay, what other thing could it be? Heart. Heart would have been a good one.
Heart, yeah.
Okay. Now, you're talking skeptical blather?
So, this one is... you may have remembered this, because I think the guys at the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe talked about this, like, a couple years ago. But it's just, this is something that like sticks in my mind, and I feel like we should mention it on the Dave and Han show.
So this is a time to mention...
What? The name of the article, well, I guess it's in Discover Magazine or Scientific American, one of those two.
Well, you've certainly lived up to skeptical blabber at this point, but...
Why walking through a doorway makes you forget. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I looked it up for this skeptical topic blabber, because I feel like it's, you know, I know about the phenomenon, and it still happens all the time to me. And, of course, it's like, that's really funny, because it's happening again, you know. But when I looked up the article, I actually read through it, and it's not quite how I remember it, which is another, like, one of those things, like, maybe I just remembered the wrong parts, or maybe they described it differently on the show, or I just took it differently. Anyway, so... The experiment that was done...
But before you taint it with what the truth, this is what I remember that totally. And I remember, like, it happens to me...
So, okay, so the phenomenon...
When I leave the shower, like, in the shower, I'm like, I thought of the best idea or something. As soon as I step out of the shower, I've forgotten the best idea ever.
Right.
There's an example. So I'm wondering what you're...
This is the phenomenon. Yeah, but so the explanation that I...
But wait, describe this phenomenon in general. Just briefly
The phenomenon in general is like... Well, it's like the title is Why Walking Through a Doorway Makes You Forget.
Yeah, I guess
And the more doorways you walk through, the more you forget. And it's kind of... Well, that was kind of like one of the, I guess, extrapolations you could take from the conclusion that the experimenters had. But the whole thing is, like, if you're in a room and you're thinking of something and you walk into a different room, you're going to forget about that little short-term thingy.
Well, no. You're more likely to... I wouldn't say...
You're right.
It's possible...
That the act of walking through the doorway makes you forget the thing. Yeah.
And not like it's... I don't know the percentage, but I mean, it's not like a rare case...
It's something that happens to you in your daily life.
Often to people. Yeah.
Right. So you'd be like at your desk, and then you're like, oh, I need to go wash my mug in the kitchen. You go to the kitchen, you're like, what the hell did I come in here for?
Okay, so that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
But are you about to reveal something?
So how I thought it was that you go into a different room, and you see the different environment, and you're flooded with all these senses. Like, you go from your office, and you go to the kitchen, and you just, like, look at the kitchen, and you're like, oh, there's a cup, or I don't know, someone left the bread open or something, and you're like, oh, I forgot why I'm in here, actually, and you go back.
Well, what I remember from the podcast was, the explanation was, like, when you enter a new area, the brain immediately, like, scans it for, like, danger. It just starts...
Yes. That's exactly what I took from it, too.
Okay.
That's
that's what they said, not what they took. That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said. So that's what you and I guess both took in. Okay.
So you're about to reveal maybe what they said wasn't exactly matching the article.
Right, exactly. So what they were... Okay, so the experiment...
First of all, so why did you recently just get back to this and actually read the article recently?
Because when I came into your place, I felt like I like kept forgetting things and remembering things.
So you
I don't know.
Did this research tonight, this article?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, but this is something I still, like, as I said, experience, like, every day.
No,
like,
we both... But you just learned something new that contradicted or was slightly different than
just
the
Just when I decided to, like,
podcast.
Do it for the podcast today.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So
well, we really built this up good now. This better be good. This better be shocking, exciting.
Okay. So the experiment checked if what they did is they had people sit at these computers and they play this virtual game it's not a virtual game, it's a virtual
isn't
world.
Every computer game virtual? Really?
They pretended to play. So they in the game they would walk from in this virtual building, they would walk from one room to another room, and what they would have to do is, like, carry things. But when they pick something up off one item in a desk in one room and go to the other room, they couldn't see what they're carrying. So they'd go to a desk, they'll pick up, like, you know, an object, and they would walk to another room.
So when they pick it up, they'd see what it was?
They would see what it was immediately. Yeah. But then as they're walking to the other room, which they have to navigate using the keyboard, they couldn't see what the object was that they're carrying. Like, there's no way to see their inventory.
Yeah, well, okay.
So once in a while,
that's like a regular game. Like, you don't, if you pick up something and then you go into the room, you'd have to check your inventory. Like, if you pressed I or whatever to see your inventory, then you'd see what you have. But if you didn't do that, then
it's the same kind of thing, because you're like walking from location to location.
So okay,
and sometimes you might forget, like, what was I supposed to do with this? And you like look at the thing. But in the game, so that they noticed that this definitely happened. They would go from one room to a different room, and once in a while, the act of, depending on when they asked the question, whether they had just walked through a doorway, they would have forgotten what the thing that was they were carrying. Now, they found out, like, they wondered, is it because of the environment? Like, you're walking
from... So they definitely found in this game simulation that this phenomenon happened, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As we are describing. Now, but one of the hypotheses, or I guess one of the explanations was, is it because you're going from, like, you know, a room full of, like, your desk and office stuff to, again, to like a kitchen with like a sink and window and all that stuff. So what they would do is like walk from one office to another office that's exactly the same. Like it's exactly the same. But no, it's not. They would still, I mean, it is exactly the same, but they would walk from one office to the other identical office, they would still forget.
Okay, so this test game measured like completely different environments and then similar environments.
Yeah, is it because the environment...
And the same phenomenon was happening.
And the same phenomenon, even though it was like exactly the same things in the other room, they would still forget.
Okay.
And what they've now... The explanation now is it's not about how familiar things are that you're like, oh, I gotta like check for threats and like, what is this thing here and what is that thing here? Although that could distract you. Maybe there is something to that. But what they because of this, like walking from one room to an exact same room, and you still forget, your mind has this trigger that when it goes through a doorway or from one room to another, it actually triggers itself to like, okay, forget all the things associated with that room.
Well, this is their theory.
Is their theory, or this is what their experimental data leads them to believe, that when you walk from one room to another, it's the act of walking through the doorway itself that you have like this built-in trigger to like, okay, forget that stuff, now start remembering new stuff in this other room. It doesn't matter that it's exactly the same. It's still like...
But wait, hold on. But I said before that when you enter a new area, your brain like immediately like wants to check things out.
Yeah, no, so you're right. So that could be just like, oh, even though I'm discovering it's the same, you're still going through that action of like taking it in. So maybe that's still valid.
But I guess it's still the doorway that triggers it, right?
It's like, the doorway that triggers it.
So, I don't know.
But anyway, it's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. I don't see the news update on this where... From what you thought the podcast said is different.
But this is like a twist, I guess.
The podcast simply said the doorway itself was somehow...
They talked about the fact that you had to take in this new environment and, like, register it and, like, that act. Maybe it is that act.
You're right. It's still hard to tell. What you just said doesn't necessarily negate that.
Nah.
But it is, of course... Overall, the whole point of this is it's such a funny, actual thing that happens.
Yeah. And we can observe it. And even though we're aware of it, it's like you can't stop it.
It's a primal thing that you don't really have control over.
Yeah.
And of course, it doesn't happen all the time. It just happens, depending on the circumstances, you'll either notice it or not, or will impact you or not.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like your brain has like a memory just for the place that room.
The container you're in.
Yeah, you go to another room and it has a different like memory, and you come back to this room, it like forgets the other one and reloads this one.
But it's... You know there's some leeway. Like,
yeah, no, obviously it's not...
Obviously, whenever you go into a room, you don't like, I have no idea why I'm here.
No, but it's like this, like...
There's just... Sometimes things will travel to the new room, something remote. Why or what? I guess we don't even know, right? Like, the specifics.
Well, yeah. That's, left for speculation at this point. Have you another segment?
Han, are you? No, I was trying to make a joke where I forgot that we already did that. Okay, let's. Oh yeah, I was gonna do. Dangerous Wager.
Oh, Dangerous Wager. I love it.
Okay, now so this Dangerous Wager is a little different than the previous ones.
Oh dear.
In the previous ones, I asked you something question where there's like a million possibilities, and you'd basically have to guess like a day in history, which is like, you know, there's been millions of days, or it was just like a one in a million kind of guess. But in this one, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that you may know some answers to, but you have to get them all right to win $1 million.
Are you going to... How many questions? And are you going to stop it as soon as I get one wrong? Because it could be very quick.
As soon as you get one wrong,
it could be very fast.
And you probably won't get the first one right anyways.
Well, how many questions are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six.
Why would you even do more than five? Okay, go.
Now, I picked someone you're familiar with as the topic. This is all about one person, one thing.
Marty McFly.
And that is Philip K. Dick.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Well, okay. Because you know I love Dick.
Yes. No, I just realized maybe the first one is the is the easiest one to answer, so I'm going to...
What? Just give it to me. Oh my God. Unless you want a really short segment.
What year was he born in?
Oh, I don't know. So, 7 years.
You know what? I'm going to give you within 2 years, so you have a 5-year thing for this. Since you already don't know the first one.
I already don't know, so...
Okay, well, you can guess within 5 years. Think.
1943.
Oh, no, he was born in 1928.
Shit, my first instinct was like not 1921 or 1921.
So you would have been off also.
Yeah, I was still
Congratulations. You would have been off both ways. Good. Do you want to hear just the rest of the questions just for fun?
Sure, I love the...
What was his twin sister's name?
Janice.
Close, Jane. How many weeks were they premature?
7.
6. What city were they born in?
St. Louis.
Chicago. So they were born as twins, 6 weeks premature in 1928. What year did his sister Jane die?
She died very young, so, but I don't know if it was like a baby. I think she must have died as a baby, same year.
Wrong. It was the next year. And then the one that was, in case somehow you got those right.
No, because one thing about him is that he felt very guilty about his sister's death.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he couldn't have had anything to do with it, but anyway.
Well, we're not sure about that. No, we are. And then the last question would have been, for those who are still listening to this podcast, which is
literally nobody. Thank you for listening.
This was one, in case you got those ones right, somehow you knew this whole story.
This is the one that's like...
What was the name of the school he went to from grades 2 to grade 4?
St. Jacob's.
The John Eaton Elementary School.
Close.
Okay. Whew. Thank God. I didn't have to give $1 million again.
Man, I was really off in the age. 1928?
Yeah.
I guess you don't know when he died exactly. I thought he died in the late 70s.
He didn't lie. He's still alive. He's just a recluse.
Shall I do a nerd alert?
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Okay, so, you know, I love me the... Uh-oh. Are we running dangerous? Do you have any segments that you definitely want to get off your chest?
I have two short ones.
Because I'm really worried that if I do my nerd alert, that'll be the end of the show.
Okay, I'll do two short ones. Ready? Okay. Do you have a new word or phrase?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mine is... Fligzy. Okay?
What?
Fligzy.
Here's, made that up.
Well, it's a new word or phrase.
Okay, Fligzy, spell
Here's
it.
Here's how it would be used. Fligzy. Here's how it would be used. Well, don't get all Fligzy on me. And the meaning? Unknown. Okay, and also...
feeling a little Fligzy myself.
So my replacement for the... Even though we're not closing yet, but we're getting... We're a few minutes away, up to 10 minutes away from closing up. So instead of parting thought, I have a new segment called The Happy Wanderer. The Happy Wanderer.
You're like wondering about something.
Yeah, I'm wondering about something.
Nice.
And This is my happy wonderer for this episode is, I always wonder why, comma, why do adults not know how much they can handle in alcohol? Because I've known for like decades kind of how much I can handle and what would push me over the limit. And I have managed, not even managed, I've easily been able to drink within that limit.
Yeah, but David, people just drink and like they want to feel better and they feel like drinking more makes them feel better.
Wait, so you're saying these are people who are depressed and are drinking for like...
No, it could be anybody.
Not just for fun. But wait, like
what's this thing? The happy wanderer? You're just wondering
I wonder why... I don't understand. I wonder. Okay. I'm happily wondering why other people...
Get drunk?
Who are like adults, or like at least 30, say. Not to get drunk, but like will ever vomit or get in a fight. I don't know. Just have... cause like.
Well, alcohol what removes was the last inhibitions, time? And like drinking more alcohol makes you lose more inhibitions. Makes
up until you're
more
age 30, haven't you learned like kind of where you are on that? Like, I understand when you're first drinking in college or university or
but it's also easy to like
grade school if you're kindergarten drinking... or preemie. I'm joking. What?
I mean, sure. Certainly,
okay, what was
some
the last
people
time
recognize...
you puked from drinking, or is this too personal?
I puked
Thursday.
Jeez, Bruce, that's years ago.
How many years ago?
Maybe 5-6 years.
Okay. I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay, you know, you have a nerd alert, eh? No, I'm just saying. I just wonder why. I don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes people drink out of, depression, or they want to celebrate something, so they feel like they should do some extra shots. But the whole thing about alcohol is obviously it removes your ability to judge things.
Okay, but wait. But it's been 5 years since you drank too much, and it's been like 20 years since I drank too much. I'm not saying I'm 50. I'm just saying... are we special, or...?
No, I don't know. I could see myself drinking to excess if I had something, like, something crazy to celebrate, or...
So if you won, like, $100,000 in a game or a lottery or something, you would...
Yeah, or if, like, someone I love died, like, tragically or something.
Wait, that's depression, though. But...
Or if I lost my left leg, then who knows?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Well, I don't know if I want to do my nerd alert anymore. It's only like a couple minutes.
Well, we've gone up to an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay, well, my nerd alert is about
Nerd Alert
Faster Than Light, the roguelike video game I just bought. Well, I bought like a week, 2 weeks ago.
Is this a losing subscriber alert or is this nerd alert?
Both.
Okay.
Well, I just like this video game. That's called Faster Than Light. It's a roguelike. If you like,
is it called Faster Than Light, or is there an acronym that it's more commonly known as?
FTL.
Thank you. I'm just saying, for people who are listening and want to look it up.
Yes. I mean, in terms of gameplay, it's just like, it's randomly generated maps every time you play.
How much was it?
$10.
From Steam, right?
Steam, yes.
Did I say ra instead of yeah?
Are you calling me
and
bra?
Right?
Yeah, brah.
Ooh.
What were you asking?
I'm just confirming it's from Steam.
Yeah, you can buy it from Steam. You can go directly to FTL Game and buy it there.
Okay, so people don't know what rogue means.
Rogue refers to a specific type of old school game that had permanent
how
death.
Old school? What are we talking?
Like... way back when games 80s. Were played with... Yeah, like text adventure games.
80s, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think 70s, 80s.
This is like Unix, and like you didn't have any graphics. You just had
Hold on,
like
Unix
a letter.
Unix who have their testicles removed?
And...
Were those called Unix?
You would control like an ad character and move
Did
around the
dungeon. Did I just say
dungeon.
Something that's called a eunuch?
Yeah.
Okay. Castrated... people were called
eunuchs. Eunuchs were castrated males.
I've had a bit to drink. I haven't had too much. And I just suddenly forgot if UNIX and EUNICH were actually two words that
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Please go on. I've sidetracked.
I feel like I've walked through a doorway.
The funny thing is, no, you haven't, because you haven't. So you couldn't have.
Yes. So those type of games are known for the procedural development.
You know what I wonder? If
all the dungeons, every time you play, it's a different game.
I wonder
you
if
can't
context,
say,
listen, about going through doorways, the context sometimes helps. For example, if you walk into a bathroom, you're never like, why did I come in here? You're probably like, oh, I'm in the bathroom, therefore I'm probably here to pee, and then it'll refresh your memory or poo, right? Like, it doesn't often you don't go in the bathroom and wonder why you're there, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you go into a kitchen and you're
I'm specifically talking about bathroom. Some rooms will give you clues. Like, they're like single use, kind of like they're only used for kind of one thing.
I know, but it could be a bad thing too. Like, maybe you went to the bathroom to like get a towel, but you're actually like, oh, do I need to go to the bathroom?
It's interesting though. I wonder what happens in that case. Maybe you like you try to pee even though you don't have much pee. You go like, that's odd. I don't have much pee.
Might as well.
Interesting. Next time I ever do that, I'm going to try to remember. Did you just fart?
No, it was the couch.
It was the chair?
The chair.
Okay, sorry. Go on. Oh,
anyway, roguelike games. Anyway,
we're so out of time.
Interesting thing is, like, you can't save and, like, play from there.
So when you die, the game is over.
You have to start over again.
Extreme gaming, I like to call
it. Extreme gaming. It's hardcore. But on the other hand, the game, to play a game through only takes about an hour and a half, an hour.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How fast you are. Yeah, if you're good, depending on how good you are.
Excuse me.
But yeah, so the games are short, but the dungeons are randomly generated. But FTL is about space. You control a little crew in a spaceship in space.
I don't think you can call them dungeons. I think you can call them maps. Because
yes.
A dungeon.
In Rogue, it was a dungeon, but in FTL, they're maps.
Well, they're both
anyway,
maps. They're both maps. I'm saying in Rogue, it was a dungeon. FTL, they are ships.
No, but you're going through space in FTL. That's the dungeon in FTL.
I understand. Like, literally quadrants of air? Of
yeah.
Not air, of
space. Yeah, you're taking a little spaceship, and you're
traveling. I thought it looked like a...
Yeah, your spaceship is like you. If the spaceship dies, the game is over.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were...
No, you're not jumping.
I saw a little, video of it.
No.
I thought it was a map of a ship, and you're just, like, a person going
through,
you're
micromanaging this little ship. You're telling your little dudes to walk around, and you're inside your spaceship. But the spaceship itself is traveling through space.
Wait a second.
I don't know how much... What?
There's not... Each cell of each map is...
Each node of the map.
Each node, if you want to call it. I will call them cells, but whatever.
Interesting.
Is an area of space-time where your ship is represented there, or...
Yeah, there's like... Oh, so there's like two screens, I guess. One is the overall map, and the other one, which you see most of the time, is the map of your ship.
Stoops. That's what I was just saying.
I know. But that's not like how you. That's not the dungeon in the game. That's just like your inventory of a character. You know, you're controlling what your spaceship does by manipulating the men inside of it. They're repairing, manning different stations, putting out fires and stuff, or fighting off borders.
Why is there fires?
Because
there's no oxygen in space.
Yeah, but there's oxygen inside your spaceship. Anyway. That aside, I also want to... It's really fun. If you like those type of games, I definitely recommend... Highly, highly recommend that you purchase it for yourself. $10, it's almost nothing. But...
Yeah, to you. What about people at Funcom?
But, the other interesting tidbit is that this is like the first Kickstarter... Or one of the first, anyway.
Oh, it's
Kickstarter games.
I didn't know it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah, they originally asked for $10,000, and they got like over $200,000. Because people were that interested in funding
game. So the $10, were you part of the Kickstarter?
No, unfortunately, I didn't know about it. It was overshadowed by that Double Fine Productions game.
What the hell are you talking about, Double Fine?
Those were the guys who did Psychonauts. They got like $1.5 million, $150 million or something.
I don't know any of this. Is this Super Nerd Alert
we
now?
We talked about this on the David Hodge show like earlier this year.
Wait, we talked about... The Psychonauts Kickstarter getting $150 million.
Yeah.
What episode was this?
It was like episode 4 or 5 or whatever.
So if I go to the website...
Yes! Oh my gosh, you've forgotten already.
So if I search
How many doors and doors have you walked through?
Kick or Psycho on that webpage, I'm going to find a match.
It probably won't mention Psychonauts, but it will definitely start say Kickstarter. That was one of my
We're ending this in a few seconds. I'm going to do that right after. And then whoever's joining us for the next episode...
Do it, because I checked it before this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you have a... What was your parting hubaloo now?
I didn't have one. That's the whole point.
What?
I had a substitute for that segment.
Oh, that was the...
Why people drink too much.
Oh. Okay.
You don't have a parting thought?
I do, but I don't know if we want to... Okay, here's my parting thought.
It's supposed to be quick. Go on.
You know, when you're at your job or you're commuting or whatever, don't take it personally. You know? If someone cuts you off, just let it roll right off. You know?
I'm actually kind of like that. I am super road ragey. I had to... Well, I got rid of my
car.
As
a pedestrian? Oh, as a car driver.
I hate driving so much. I hate traffic. This is a whole other thing. I'm, like, unreasonably angry. I, like, dented my ceiling by punching it once. But...
I've had road rage, too, yeah.
But, that being said...
Yes?
If someone cuts in front of me or something, it never bothers me. Ever. Well, and other people in the car, this is before when I was driving, they were like, can you believe that guy? Like, what the hell? Honk! I'm like, it never bothers me because... If there's a space there and someone goes into it...
But this is about cutting off specifically.
But what do you mean? Like, up to the point we have to slam in your brakes and almost collide? I don't know. I'm just like... If I was that guy, I wouldn't... this is my thinking always. If I was that guy...
So you're the one... You're the mentality of, like, cutting is okay.
No, I don't really cut. I'm just saying, if I was that guy, I wouldn't... want the guy behind me to get mad. It's a strain. Maybe this is a... What is it called? Opposite thing? Why I have so much road rage and I hate driving and everything gets me so mad, yet being cut off... Quote, cut off. Or just like a guy going into space in front of you, whether it was big enough or not. Although it's always big enough, literally, for the car to get in there. Doesn't bother me. Is maybe an oxymoron, whatever the right word for that is. But we've ruined the concept of parting thoughts... And this is our longest podcast ever. So we're done, yeah?
Good night. Thanks for listening, people.
People or person?
You, the listener.